Ryan, 4OV. Always kind of weak, but try it again.
I'm over here in person, sitting on the lake, watching the last little bit of light go away.
Well, I moved around a little bit. I got you better that time, over.
You got a little static, but a little bit of white noise, but other than that, definitely copyable.
Are you on the, what are you on? Tell me that.
The Danny Tone.
That's what I thought you were. I'm just unsure. I've had a thousand things on my mind ever since we sat together. They think about different stuff, over.
Yeah, I got the house and bought this thing and got playing around with it. And like I was saying, when you and I and Jerry were talking, my computer screen ain't quite big enough for the programming screens on the software, so I'm gonna have to, never did find a cable, I guess I'll have to borrow one from work to see if I got it work, might have one laying around, he probably does.
Out back, my outside light just came on and laid a still. Look the stair around and look, especially now that it's getting dark. She's curious, over.
Roger that. Yeah, I was going to come over here and kind of watch the sunset on the lake. And I was talking to you earlier. I didn't even think about how late it was. And I left him over there and it was already 8:15. And it's like, well, 4 minutes of daylight left anyway.
We got my landlord asked me had I seen our armadillo running around. I said no, but I see the holes in my yard. He said, you ever see mine? He said, I thought about just coming out one night and walking around with the flashlight and have me a gun and let's get rid of that thing. I think digging holes elsewhere not so bad in my part today. But he said it's going all around these apartments. He said my yard is a mess. And I've never seen no armadillos crossing the road here in Anderson or in my area, but we got one out here, over.
I don't think I've ever seen an armadillo, period, here. I have heard they're around, but man, they were prevalent out there. So where's your landlord? Is he across the road over there or something?
Heard you say something about across the road. There's a lot of static in there. I know the neighbor behind me, she has seen it. She said it ain't scared of nothing. But what did you ask me about across the road?
Your landlord said, is he over there across the road from you or what?
Pulling in my driveway, just going down in the circle, and he's staying down there. Right now, till he gets him a house built or whatever it is he's doing, he's wanting me when he moves out for me to come down there. But I told him that's too much of a hole for me. I'm just going to stay where I'm at, over.
I think you mentioned that
before,
but it's just back there. Plenty of places for him to hang out, that's for sure.
I thought that armadillo was staying in the woods behind his house. The way he talked, he said, you ought to see mine. Well, I had some good ones here a while back, but in the last couple of weeks, I've only had two or three. But the way he talks, I think it's more or less down in his area. Over.
That's, well, I'm going to clear out here, I reckon. We'll be for a few more minutes and I'll be out of daylight. I'll have to feel my way out of here.
I'll be around. I know the net's coming on just a little bit. And I might try to check into that and we'll see. I don't know if you're going to be on DMR or anything, but we can do that too. But anyway, I'll be here somewhere. KN4CH5N4 OVQ, I'll be clear after you.
Yeah, I don't have DMR programmed on here yet, but I'll just turn to the radio near me. But yeah, tomorrow, like I said, I'm going to be heading out here in just a few minutes, so I'll probably make it back down to the net. I'll turn on one of the already programmed radios when I get there. N4 OVQ, KN4CHY, good talking to you. We'll catch you a little later. I'll be clear.
Wintergreen oil in the holes that they dig. I don't think they like wintergreen oil. I mean, try not to kill them.
For CHY, I never knew anything that would repel them, but that's good to know for future reference.
With roots, like squirrels. I could be wrong about armadillos and possums and other sorts of, but I think even cats or dogs, there's something about wintergreen oil and or peppermint oil they don't especially like. So maybe go around to all the holes they've just dug and fill them up, you know, sprinkle some wintergreen oil. If they come back to those particular places, they might not want to hang around. Or they'll just go dig somewhere else, which they're going to do anyway. You know, critters like that are a nuisance. I just would, if I could not kill them or harm them, I'd rather do it that way. I don't know, maybe look up, see if you can find out, armadillo repellent. Or, what are those other ugly sons of bitches? Opossum repellent. There might be something. But armadillos, you know, they got those nasty claws they can dig. And I imagine if you have a garden, they're a problem.
P&G, KN4CHY, yep, roger that. Yeah, in Louisiana, we always call them armored possums, because that's what they remind me of. But yeah, we never much tried to repel them, but it's just something you live with out there, so we never really had the call to do it. Well, you did, but, you know, back then you didn't have the internet you could search for and stuff like that. Anyway, like I said, I was about to head out of here, so we'll catch y'all a little later. KN4CHY, I'll be clear.
There you go, KN4CHY, KD2BNG. 73s, have a good one, I'll be clear.